you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
RS.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, got a busy show, and I want to jump right into it. I just want to tell all people out there who haven't filed their taxes or ready to do so, Gary Silverman from Blue Prairie Group will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Joining us as we open up is Chaz Radovich. He's the Executive Vice President of Investor Relations and Public Relations at Centaurus. That's Centaurus, Centaurus Diamond Technologies, Inc. The website is CentaurusTechnologiesInc.com if you want an investor's kit. It's an over-the-counter pink sheet stock trading under the symbol CTDT, and it's in the business of growing diamonds. That's laboratory-grown diamonds, but let's... have an overview as we introduce Chaz to us, reintroduce him as things are going well. He's back. Chaz, nice to have you back. And for those who haven't listened in the past, give us some more of a comprehensive overview of the company than I just did.
Thank you, Stu. You know, our primary business objective is directed towards mainly the production of industrial quality diamonds, and research is continuing on both the process control methods and the fabrication of diamonds in a form that's suitable for all kinds of industries, the semiconductor industry, industrial abrasive applications. And as you said, cultured diamonds, as their name suggests, are man-made or lab-created diamonds and are grown using carbon atoms, just like diamonds that you'd find in nature. And scientists are using a process called chemical vapor deposition, which grows a cultured diamond from the seed of a mined diamond. And the difference is usually indistinguishable from real cultured diamonds. Our Magnetech process improves upon the existing technology, and we instantaneously see our crystallizing carbon under extreme heat and pressure. And so as our patent synthesis of diamond by extraction of pulse derived from abrupt collapse of a magnetic field suggests, this happens literally in seconds and doesn't take weeks like the other processes.
Talk a little about the research that's involved here. I mean, this is fascinating. It's not your typical research. It really is interesting. Elaborate a little.
In fact, our new board members and management team are in Pawtucket right there by Providence right now, and the research that continues is basically to fine-tune the existing process so that, as far as the technology applications that exist for diamonds are endless right now, it seems like. But it's a matter of finding just the sweet spot where you're going to apply just the right amount of pressure and heat. And we can use anything that's made out of carbon, any carbonaceous material. We don't have to start with a diamond seed like all other processes, so that we've got a real jump start on anyone else. And Centaurus solves a major problem in industry by being able to supply a high-quality diamond material to the market, which the demand currently is being unmet, and that's the key here.
All right. I know there's new management. You're proud of it. You want to talk about it. You want to talk about the board of directors. What's up?
Well, recently, Leroy Dallal became chairman of the board, and he's actually at the research facilities with our new president and CEO. And I'm going to be releasing a press release to let the street know who the new president and CEO is. We were very pleased to bring him on board, but I'm going to save that for tomorrow. But we've gotten some very stellar management people on board recently, and they're very proven in multidiscipline industries, and especially in automation. And we feel that that's going to add a valuable, what I call, component to the overall team here, besides the additional research and development people we've brought on board recently, like Igor Lewitsky and some other people that are now assisting us in fine-tuning the process so we can go to full board automation and production by the end of the year.
All right, right here in New England, you talk about research and development that's going on in, I think, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, correct? And you want to talk about that a little?
We've been doing research and development dating back to 2006 on this process, and the third-generation apparatus for machines have now been built. The prototype is now going to be ready to be built. From the research and development is ongoing, and we feel very good about it because many technology applications are enabled singularly by Diamond, and as our technology progresses more and more advanced, so we'll need to utilize the extreme properties of Diamond to enable such advances, especially silicon, which is now met its match because of heat, and we can dissipate heat 5 times greater than, and a transfer of heat 22 times greater than silicon, not to mention that it's as far as a conductive agent, it's a million times more effective as a conductor than silicon. But we can put certain inclusions in our process specific to industries, and that's where I think we've got a leg up on everyone else. As I said, it takes a while to really zero in on the sweet spot, but we're getting very, very close. We've had a tremendous successful series of runs using multiple different carbonaceous materials to finalize and produce diamonds in a very quick period of time. And the sustainability factor is that since we were so revolutionary, it's done in a much faster and quicker time without as much impact on the environment by using a lot less energy.
Could you give us just an overall perspective on the scope of the industry itself?
The scope of the industry right now is that it's currently around $22 billion in size, and it's growing at around 5.1%, and it's currently being undermet. Only around 35% of that growth is being met, where the nano component of the diamond market is growing at roughly 40% annually, and we are focused in on that part of the market, because we feel that as things move forward, we could significantly improve upon existing processes and capture that existing market share, or a big piece of that existing market share that's growing right now, because there's a lot of applications that don't use diamonds or synthetic diamonds right now that will be using them as the price comes down and the ability to make diamonds for a lot less energy and for a lot less cost.
How is the funding going for Centaurus Technologies?
Well, we're a debt-free company, and we're expecting some significant funding that we've just got committed to us for the company that will enable us to take this thing to the next level. So we'll be releasing that to the street here shortly and let the street know how much funding we've got. And we're looking for a little bit more for the tail end of the year to keep everything rolling at full steam, but we have plenty of funding on hand right now.
All right. You've got, what does the future be for you in terms of new developments, new things coming down the road?
We've got a few things that are coming down the road, obviously, beyond the diamond process, the diamond Magnetech process. We've got an autogenous impact mill technology that we're preparing to launch now. We've got the initial 10 units being built right now, and they're already pre-sold, and the technology succeeds in reducing wear and tear on equipment while dramatically increasing the amount of crushing and milling capability to as much as 600 mesh in particle size. And the technology process, it gives you a lot more surface area, which is the key for a lot of mining, and it's much more greater efficiency for industrial applications, particularly beyond mining and mineral processing and pharmaceuticals and chemical production. So there's a synergistic overall R&D benchmark that we've reached in mining and milling. And mind you, we've sold in the past, Alvin Snapper, our chief scientific officer under a different company, has sold a couple of hundred units of this mining and milling technology. And since there's no metal-to-metal contact and it replaces impact ball and hammer mills, it's a lot better way to go because there's no downtime and we've never really had any of these units break.
Want to just we got about less than a minute to go. Just a quick statement on the stock, what you want to talk about in terms of market cap, outstanding shares, or what investors should look for and why they should buy.
We currently have around 29,150,000 shares in the float, and there's several large investors that are holding on to their shares very tightly. One gentleman in particular has approximately 14 million shares of that float, and I can only tell you that that puts the real float on the street around 5 million shares. And as we get our processes moving forward and the demand increases for our stock because of our ability to finally become a sustainable company, I believe that the price will have to rise significantly just because of supply and demand.
All right. I think you've got time to make maybe a quick closing statement or two on what we have not covered during this interview.
All I can say is that if anyone hasn't looked at our company closely, they should take a better look at us because I think we're going to be an up-and-coming company with our benchmark revolutionary technologies. And we've got obviously a disruptive technology for the industrial diamond market. And if we can produce diamonds a lot cheaper than anybody else and increase the size of that market by increasing the applications that these diamond synthetic diamonds are used for, we should do significantly well as far as our bottom line.
I'll tell you, you don't have to build up a demand. There is a huge demand for your market. Centaurus Diamond Technologies. Go check it out on the OTC Pink Sheet, CTDT. CTDT. Chaz or anyone else at the company will be more than happy to assist you. Thank you so much, Chaz. Look forward to having you back. We shall return after these messages.
Thank you, Stu.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My daughter's a good gymnast because she practices a lot. Against the wall. We needed to paint. So I talked to Jen at Ace.
I told Dana when it comes to durable paint that really stands up to kids, you can't beat our best. Valspar Optimus.
Ace is a place that helps with beautiful walls and perfect handstands.
Now through Monday, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2 free gallons per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. While supplies last. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
We return, and we all have addictive behavior. I mean, do you have bad addictive behavior or good addictive behavior? I don't think anybody can complain about the addiction that our next guest has, and it is an addiction. I'm not even going to deny it. His name is Paul Laubach, L-A-U-B-A-C-H. A middle-aged, happy guy with a slightly abnormal life here, and it involves his obsession with golf. He's got a great book out that's informative, entertaining, flat-out humorous, Confessions of a Golfaholic, a guide to playing America's top 100 public golf courses. I had to check that out twice. It just sounded so incredible. I had to make sure I was reading it right. Paul, welcome to the show, and it's great to have you on.
Great to be on, Stu.
You're not taking any medication for this, are you?
Actually, there were a lot of aspirins that went into the 100 golf courses. There were fair number of injuries along the way, but we've managed to plow through.
All right. Well, I want to address the number of golf courses you had, but first I want to find out, what are people going to get out of this book other than hearing about all these top public golf courses?
Sure. Well, there's really two big things you get out of the book. Number one is you get to read about a crazy golf addict's adventures. It's really a self-deprecating look at some fool's efforts to go out and play all these top 100 golf courses. And then as a second added bonus, I've spent a fair amount of time discussing the courses, describing various trips, in fact, the 10 best trips you can go on to play America's Top 100 golf courses that'll save you some of the aggravation and annoyances that I went through and keep you out of such lovely meccas as Biwabik, Minnesota.
I don't want to get into your personal life, but how has this affected your marriage?
My wife she was happy to go along on all the trips to Pebble Beach and to Kiowa Island and Charleston, Savannah, but she passed on Bismarck, North Dakota, Choctaw, Mississippi, and a few of the other highlights, but it worked out okay. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess in this case it does. You're lucky. Which ones are the best courses to play on?
Well, the best course, and it's not really any surprise, is Pebble Beach. It's just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful course in Northern California, and actually on my list, the second best course is Spyglass Hill, also located in the same location. But you've got great courses. Wisconsin, the Whistling Straight courses are wonderful. The Southeast, you've got Harbortown, and actually next week I'm headed to TPC Sawgrass, which is another one of my favorites there in Florida. So there's just a whole slew of them, and really any on the top 100, if you're out golfing, how bad can it be? But there are clearly 10 to 20 courses that stand out.
All right. The book, by the way, is published by Elevate Publishing. That's Elevate Publishing. You can go to elevatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. I don't want to get too personal. I'm not asking you for a financial statement. But how do you afford to do this? I mean, this is going to be a huge expense.
Actually, I think everything is relative, and I have two children who were 4 years apart. I had eight straight years of paying for private college education, which by the end of that time was running probably $65,000 a year. I was used to writing these checks, and I thought, you know, I can spend it on something much better than my kid's education. I can spend it playing golf. So it was just sort of a nice little evolution into the into this process.
How good a golfer are you? You don't have to be shy. You can be empirical, quantitative. How good are you, Paul?
I'm good, not great. I play to a 7 handicap these days. It's been lower in the past, but as we get older and the distance starts to disappear, the golf club manufacturers don't seem capable of keeping up with my deterioration with their new equipment.
Is this something you're going to continue, or have you covered all of the top golf courses? Is there a second 100 that you want to see?
Well, I keep having friends saying I should play the top 100 in the world. My real goal is actually, through the book, to find some of these people that are members of the private courses, the top 100 private courses, like Augusta or Pine Valley, Cypress Point. Get them to invite me out there for an afternoon of fun and in the sun. And so far, I've been able to actually knock off a few that way. So there's certainly that option. But I doubt seriously I'm going to stop playing golf. Now we're just returning to the scenes of the crime, so to speak.
I don't want to make this sound like the Guinness Book of Records, but can you give us some idea how many rounds you've played? Any statistics here, in addition to saying you played in 100 public golf courses, that people may find interesting?
Or maybe disappointing, I'm not sure. But I'm going to guess I've played 10,000 rounds of golf over the years.
Well, that qualifies you to be an expert. You know why? It's the 10,000-hour hypothesis. Put in 10,000 hours, you become great at it. This is a game that's it's almost impossible to be consistently great at. How frustrating do you find it? That's one of the reasons I stopped playing when I started. It's too frustrating.
You know, I guess I look at it differently. When you go out and you play a round of golf, you're going to have a good shot or two good shots or maybe a good hole. There's always something to take from it, and I'm one of these people that believes that, well, if I can hit a shot once, I can do it again, and I just keep going out looking for that perfect round, and yet there is no such thing as the perfect round, so I'll never conquer the game, and I'll probably just keep on playing.
I'm sure you got a lot of funny instances in here. Mine is kind of funny but more pathetic. The last time I really went out and played a serious golf game was in Houston, Texas, years ago with a dear friend of mine, and I hit a shot that went right through the window of someone's house on the course, and it was sitting right there on the porch. Really an uncomfortable feeling. You got any funny stories?
Well, I put golf balls through windows, too, and I did find out that your homeowner's insurance will cover that. But that aside, probably the funniest story, it sort of speaks to my craziness, is we were doing a trip to Michigan and Wisconsin, and we'd started in Wisconsin, played a bunch of courses, taken the ferry across to Michigan. I was trying to jam 9 courses into about 6 days, and we were at the very end of the trip, and there was a course near Grand Rapids, Michigan, called Tullymore. And I had played in the morning in Traverse City, and my wife and I were in the car racing to get over to this other course, and there were detours, and the GPS doesn't work in Michigan, all sorts of things. I get racing in, and I saw a sign, Tullymore, St. Ives Course. And I raced into the pro shop and ran in there for my 3 o'clock starting time, and they said, well, you're not on the list. But they said, but you're lucky. We've got a threesome going out. You can join them. So I went off and I played the 18 holes, and I thought, it's an okay course. I don't know if it's top 100, but, you know, so be it. It's kind of fun. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I sat bolt upright in bed and realized I had played the wrong course. And unfortunately, we were taking a flight out the next morning, so I did not get to play the course in that trip. I had to make an entire trip back to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and play one golf course.
That is really funny. I don't want to get back to your marriage, but I guess I am. Your homeowners isn't going to cover a divorce. So
well,
how do you get around
you
that?
You'd probably be happy to have me go out golfing all the time.
Yeah. Listen, this is obviously a great thrill for you. Are your kids picking this up too as well?
Well, they're not at the same addictive level as I am, but I do drag my kids along on the trip sometimes. My son actually was on a number of them, including the single coldest round we'd ever played in Opelika, Alabama. I think as I recall at the driving range, the water that they have there for you to clean your clubs with had frozen over, at least there was a layer of ice on the top. And he's not a cold weather fan at all, so it was a little abusive. But he was sort of the backup position for those.
I want everyone to get a copy of this book, whether you're interested in golf or not. I think you'll find it humorous, quite entertaining, and informative. Confessions of a Golfaholic, a guide to playing America's top 100 public golf courses, written by Paul Laubach, L-A-U-B-A-C-H, published by Elevate Publishing. It's been a real pleasure.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve. Built to perform.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My daughter's a good gymnast because she practices a lot. Against the wall. We needed to paint. So I talked to Jen at Ace.
I told Dana when it comes to durable paint that really stands up to kids, you can't beat our best. Valspar Optimus.
Ace is a place that helps with beautiful walls and perfect handstands.
Now through Monday, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2 free gallons per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary while supplies last. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, we're back, and I was just talking with Gary Silverman, my next guest, and saying, we did this a year ago, and we were both rather shocked. That's how fast the time goes. I guess we're having fun, and it may not be fun in terms of the topic, but, you know, you got to deal with it. We're talking about taxes, April 15th filing day, and how do we handle this? What kind of moves can you make? Gary Silverman is the managing partner and chief investment officer for Blue Prairie Group, with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, and Tampa. You can go right on the website at blueprairiegroup.com. And rather than have me tell you what they do, even though Gary comes on the third Wednesday of every month, I'll let him do it with an introduction. Gary, it's so great to have you back again.
Well, Stu, thank you so much for having us back. It's our pleasure and our honor to be here.
And just give a brief overview again of your services.
Absolutely. Blue Prairie Group is a registered investment advisory firm. We're a holistic wealth manager. We work with clients and their families on helping them with the entirety of their personal financial life. And we also do a lot of work with corporate retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs, pension plans, that type of thing as well. So we have a large individual business and a large institutional business.
All right, there's a lot here to address. First of all, it's, people should act in advance. They can do things in advance, but it's not too late at this particular point to make sure you pay as little as you can legally. I emphasize that word legally because a lot of politicians who are very wealthy get criticized for paying less on taxes. As long as you go by the law, why wouldn't you do it? So some basic tax tips as we approach the end of the year, and maybe conclude in this a little bit about people who aren't ready and they've been filing an extension.
Well, sure. Thank you, Stu. I appreciate that. So there are, as you think about filing your taxes, either by April 15th or by October 15th, if you take an extension. An extension is very easy to come by, and you don't need to qualify. You just need to file that you are taking the extension. Your taxes are still due by April 15th. It's very important. Sometimes people think because they've taken their extension, they don't need to pay their taxes till October 15th, and that is incorrect. So, but you do have till October 15th to do some of these tax planning type things we'll talk about and to file your taxes.
All right, I want to jump in here. Let's get some basic questions out there people are sure. thinking about. How much can I contribute to an IRA?
So depending upon status, your income levels, generally speaking, as an individual, if you're 49 or younger, you can put in $5,500 to an IRA. That would be a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA if you qualify based on income limits, or $6,500 if you're 50 or older, what's called a catch-up contribution.
Can I contribute to a traditional or Roth IRA if I'm covered by a retirement plan at work?
Depending upon your income level, you can contribute to a retirement plan at work. To an IRA if you're covered by a retirement plan at work. If you're individual, you have to have an adjusted gross income of $63,000 or less. And then there are phase outs up to $71,000. If you're married, it's $98,000. So the answer, Stu, is yes, you can, up to certain income limits. I also want to point out that if you are married, and even though you're covered by a corporate retirement plan, your spouse can still contribute to an IRA as well. And there are some income limits there, too, but they're substantially higher.
Okay, I was about to ask you that. Do we report non-deductible Roth IRA contributions? Is it 8606, the form?
It is form 8606, and there's in terms of the actual reporting, I would actually defer to a tax professional. Blue Prairie Group, we as advisors can help our clients and do help our clients with tax strategies, but we are not tax preparers, and so the form is 8606, so that the answer to that is yes. But in terms of the some of the details of reporting, we would actually leave that to the tax professionals. And I would highly encourage any of your listeners who are either, relatively speaking, high income, couples making $100,000 plus a year, or if they're high assets, then they really ought to work with a tax professional. There's a lot of tax planning and tax management that can be done that many individuals doing it on their own miss, and it's well worth it to work with a tax professional.
All right, differences here. We'll move along. There's a lot to cover. Some of the similarities and differences between the Roth and traditional IRAs in terms of things like contribution limit, age limitations, tax credit. Maybe you could just run that down.
Well, sure. As a quick primer for the listeners, a traditional IRA allows you to deduct the contribution that you're making off your current taxes. But when you pull the money out of the IRA, you know, when you're in retirement and that type of thing, the amount, the money that you're pulling out, the original contributions plus any gains, are taxed as ordinary income. With a Roth, you don't get the tax deduction now when you're making the contribution, but when you pull the money out later, as long as it's been in there for 5 years or more and some other very minor restrictions, when you pull your money out, it comes out completely tax-free. That's the fundamental difference between the two. And the limits are pretty much the same. The contribution limits that I said before, $6,500 if you're 49, $5,500, I'm sorry, if you're 49 or younger, $6,500 if you're 50 or older, those are all the same. With the Roth, there are income limits. So if you're married, filing jointly, and you're making more than $183,000, you'll be limited in your Roth contribution amount. So there are some differences like that, but the contribution amounts are the same.
So I just want to be sure, for Roth IRA, the contributions are not deductible. Is that accurate?
Correct. With a Roth IRA, the contributions are not deductible, but when you pull the money out, they're tax-free. And that's a very powerful incentive there.
We take a look at, you know, we're moving towards a much higher demographic in terms of people over 70 years old. I don't have the statistics, but it's amazing. What do you say in terms of age limitation regarding the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA, with obviously a comment on what people do at 70 and a half?
Yeah, at 70 and a half, it's a magic number. For a traditional IRA, you have what are called required minimum distributions, known as RMDs, obviously, required minimum distributions, that you must start taking money out of your traditional IRA. And again, those are taxed as ordinary income. With a Roth, there is no required minimum distribution. So at 70 and a half, if you don't need the money in the Roth, you can just let it continue to grow tax-deferred, tax-free. And if the money is there when you die, your heirs inherit it and can take the money out over their lifetime tax-free. So very, very powerful from an income planning perspective for retirement income planning, and very powerful from an estate planning perspective as well.
What about penalties at withdrawal, for, you know, for early withdrawals, both on the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA?
Sure. with a traditional IRA, if you pull the money out before you're 59 years old, you will have to pay a penalty plus taxes. There's a 10% penalty plus taxes. And with a Roth, you can pull all of your contributions out tax-free because you've already paid taxes on that. And the money you pull out first from a Roth would be the contributions that you made. Any growth would come out later. If you started to access the growth before you were a certain age, before you're 59, you would have to pay those same taxes and penalties.
Any other issues regarding the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA that you want to make a distinguishing comment on that I haven't brought up?
Well, sure. There are probably two that come to mind immediately. A lot of people ask about the non-deductible.
I'll tell you what, let's hold that till after a break so I don't have to rush through it with you. This is Stu Taylor joining us in an important interview, as he does frequently, as Gary Silverman, founder and managing partner of Blue Prairie Group. Go to blueprairiegroup.com. You can get some great, great information. We'll be back with Gary right after these messages.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money,
Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
All right, we're back with Gary Silverman. He is the managing partner and chief investment officer at Blue Prairie Group. Try to go to the website. You'll be really surprised at how much information you can get. And this is voluntary to give you access to issues and wealth management that everybody should really know about. So get educated if you're not already. It's blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. Just prior to the break, Gary, you were going to discuss what two other differences between the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA, two that I did not cover in my questions.
Sure, and not so much differences, but two things that you really want to be aware of. So one that I was mentioning was the non-deductible traditional IRA. We hadn't talked about that yet. So you can, if you are not eligible to make tax-deductible contributions to your IRA, either because you're covered by a plan at work or you make too much money, you can make a contribution to a traditional IRA that is not deductible. You can then convert that to a Roth. However, you want to be very careful doing that. This is a mistake we see people make all the time. If you do that conversion, you have to consider all of your IRA assets. So if you have deductible and non-deductible IRA assets, you are going to get hit with a tax with taxes on the amount of the conversion in the proportion of your deductible and non-deductible IRA contributions. It's a little bit arcane, I know that, but it's a mistake that people often make. So if you're thinking about a non-deductible IRA contribution, just keep in mind that if you convert it to a Roth, it's not necessarily going to be tax-free.
All right, I want to move along here because we're not going to get it all in, and we may have to have you come back on an additional segment because I do want to talk about some tax moves that people can make before the end of the year. But first, just maybe a quick overview of the utilization of 529 plans and HSA accounts. Everybody's thinking about college saving plans.
Well, sure. Let me take the second of those first. The HSA, you can make a contribution to a health savings account if you're participating in a high deductible health plan through your employer or individually. And those are wonderful. It allows you to put the money in. You get a tax deduction for the amount of contribution. It grows tax deferred. If you take the money out for eligible medical expenses, it comes out tax free. So you get the sort of triple tax benefit there. Very, very powerful. Strongly encourage that. And you can let the money grow. You don't have to use it in any given year. It's not a use it or lose it type thing. So you can let it grow and grow and grow. And when you're in retirement, you can use it to help pay for expenses not covered by Medicare, and it can really help reduce your taxable income in retirement. So
as can if you have a line or two on charitable giving.
Sure. So you can also give to charity. You get a dollar-for-dollar deduction on the charitable contributions. Very, very good incentive, especially if you have a philanthropic intent in you anyway. One of the things people should know about is a donor-advised fund allows you to give more money right now to get the tax deduction, and you can make the charitable gifts much later down the road. So if you have a big bonus or a big capital gain or big, you know, taxation in one particular year, you can give all of, you know, the next 5 years of charitable contributions into a donor-advised fund and then dole it out over time.
All right. There's one thing in terms of the tax moves to make before the end of the year. You bring up capital gains. And some advice on the capital gains with losses and how you can offset some of your gains.
Sure. So tax planning 101, basically, is you want to realize any losses, defer any gains. You want to be careful about doing that because there are some gotchas with the AMT and things like that. But by and large, you want to bring in your gains, bring in your losses, extend your gains. You should know that when you take capital losses, you can offset any gains in a given year. So if you have a short-term gain and you have a short-term loss, they offset. If you have a long-term gain and a long-term loss, they can offset in a given year. So you can basically shelter your income by realizing losses. And you can also offset long-term gains with short-term losses and that type of thing as well. But there's a tax strategy to try to optimize that, which I won't get into here, but you should realize that as you're realizing gains and losses. When you harvest losses, you have to keep out of that stock or substantially similar stock or investment for at least 30 days. For people who did tax loss harvesting at the end of last year and you didn't rebuy your investments, you can do so now to get your allocation back in line. But that's a very powerful way of sheltering some gains is by realizing those losses. And with the market environment the way it's been over the last couple of months, there's probably a lot of losses that can, in fact, be harvested. Don't wait for the end of the year. A lot of people wait for the end of the year to harvest their losses, and you don't have to. You can harvest losses right now and, 30 days later, reestablish those positions.
There were a lot of tax breaks that have been extended from 2014 that pertain into 2015.
So, yeah, at the end of 2015 in the Budget Reconciliation Act, they did extend a lot of they made permanent, actually, a lot of these tax deductions they had been extending, things like the tax-free IRA distributions to charity if you're 70 and a half or older, itemized deductions for state and local income tax has been extended, has been made permanent. The American Opportunity Tax Credit has been made permanent. A couple of other deductions for if you're a teacher for expenses, for personal expenses, for teaching supplies, things like that have been made permanent. A couple of things have also been extended through 2016, so just a one-year extension.
All right. I mean, for those who are listening, really inform yourself. You can go to Blue Prairie Group or some other valuable source. Got less than 20 seconds to go. A comment, really, on, and this has got to be a quick one, on organizing your materials. If you're not organized, you're in trouble.
That's it, exactly. Get organized and keep records. That's the best thing that you can do to minimize your taxes so that you go to your tax preparer and you have everything organized from medical expenses, business-related expenses, anything that can be itemized, deductions. Best thing you can do, get organized, keep records. Absolutely.
All right, Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com. As always, a real pleasure having you on. Too bad we can't talk about golf or something else, but it's a necessary evil. It's been a pleasure. This is Stu Taylor.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.